Calvin Crew, the man responsible for the brutal execution of Uber driver and mother of four Christina Spikus, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The sentence was handed down on Monday, May 5, 2025, in Allegheny County Court, just months after Crew was convicted of first-degree murder and related charges. Crew, 25, declined to appear in court for his sentencing, leaving his attorney to deliver a statement claiming the defendant suffered from a troubled upbringing and intellectual limitations. Despite this, jurors found Crew guilty of a slew of charges, including homicide, robbery, kidnapping, evidence tampering, and illegal firearm possession. Spikutza, 38, was working as an Uber driver on February 10, 2022, when Crew ordered a ride using his girlfriend's phone. Once inside the car, dashcam footage shows Crew pulling a gun on Spikutza and ignoring her desperate pleas for mercy. "Come on, I have a family," she said in the footage. "I'm begging you, I have four kids." 2 days later, Spikutza's body was discovered in a wooded area in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, with a single gunshot wound to the head. Her dashcam and the footage were recovered shortly after, becoming key evidence in the trial. Though eligible for the death penalty, Spikutza's family urged prosecutors to seek a life sentence, citing the victim's religious values. In addition to life without parole, Crew received an additional 13 to 26 years for related charges. During emotional victim impact statements, Spikutza's mother, Cindy, said, "You should have the death penalty, but we showed mercy." Her partner, Brandon Mardo, called Crew a coward for refusing to face the family in court. This tragic case has reignited conversations around rideshare driver safety and the role of technology in capturing violent crimes. For Spikutza's family, justice has been served, but the void left behind remains.